if I go back to smoking, I'm going to go back till it kills me. You'll hear people say this comment when they're in the middle of initial drug withdrawal, when people are first quitting smoking. They may be having a horrible reaction. And again, whenever I talk about this, I emphasize in any of the videos where I talk about people having a horrible reaction, I have to emphasize the word maybe. Some people have very little withdrawal. Some people have intense withdrawal. Most people are somewhere in the middle. They get some symptoms, but they're not as disabling or disruptive as they thought it was going to be. But in the worst case scenarios, when people have a horrible, horrible withdrawal, they are thinking to themselves, and often saying it to others, that if they go back after this, after what they know they're going to go through next time, and again, this also has to be qualified. We don't know they're going to go through that next time, but that's the belief that they have. The comment will be made, again, very openly to everybody, is if I go back to smoking, I will go back till it kills me, because they don't want to face what they are going through again. What's interesting now is when these people do quit and they start getting more and more time under their belt, over time, they will forget how bad quitting was. And sometimes when a person quits smoking around them and asks them what it was like, they'll say, oh, yeah, it really wasn't that bad, almost nothing to it. Over time, they could forget how hard it was. The problem is, they start to think in a sense that, well, if they ever go back to smoking, they'll just quit again because they forgot what the intensity of the quitting effect was. The problem is, if these people do end up relapsing somewhere down the line, as soon as they try to quit again, if they even start to get a minor reaction, it all of a sudden becomes vividly fresh in their mind what they went through last time. And you will often find these people throwing in a towel very quickly because of what's going to happen next. And again, it may not have happened, but they think it's going to happen, or they're worried about it happening, and then they don't stop. It's crucial that people try to remember, if they make this comment that if I go back to smoking, I'll go back till it kills me, that they understand this might very well be a prediction of their future. If they go back to smoking, they may very well go back to smoking till it kills them, because they will not muster the strength to do it again, the desire to do it again, or again, the worst case scenario, the opportunity to quit again. You don't know, something won't go wrong between attempt number one and attempt number two, which may be making it too late to quit smoking to save their life. So, in a sense, if you find yourself ever making that comment, document it. Make sure other people know that you said that. Make sure that they remind you, if you ever find yourself saying, boy, can I go for one right now, that, hey, remember what you said before. Because if you can remember that implication, you generally will not take that cigarette if you're doing it with the consideration you're making a long-term commitment, a commitment to smoke until it basically cripples and kills you. That's what I always try to get people to say to themselves when they're thinking about a cigarette. Do they want one? Of course they want one. But do they want to go back to smoke until it cripples and kills them? Well, that's a whole different situation. As soon as people remember it in that light, they'll realize there's no way they want it under that term again. And that was the term that it came with before. And those are the terms that it will come with again, given the opportunity. So, once you have a quit going, you do everything to keep it going. If you had an easy time, understand, if there were to be a next time, it may not be that easy. It may not be possible, which is the real problem. You may not be able to pull it off. If you had a hard time last time, understand, next time might be worse if there is a next time. Yes, it might be better. That's a possibility too, but you don't know. If you go for deciding to have a cigarette, do it going in with your eyes wide open. If I take one, I'm going back to full-fledged smoking, and then I'm going to have to go through quitting again, and I may not be able to do it. If you look at it like that, the odds are you won't take that cigarette. And then the odds are you won't have to deal with an easy withdrawal or a hard withdrawal or any withdrawal. As long as you don't take a puff, you'll never be dealing with withdrawal again. Again, to keep this quit going, it's as simple as remembering what it was like to quit before, if it was rough, if you realized you don't want it again, or what it's been like for other people that you know or read about and realize you don't want to deal with that aspect again. And to keep this quit going, where you never have to deal with any kind of withdrawal again, is just sticking to the commitment you made the day you first quit smoking, and hopefully still have, to just never take another puff.